Now we should turn to middle-level theological structures that characterize periods of Old Testament history.
The significance of specific acts and words of God often becomes clearer when we give attention to synthetic theological structures that are of a middle or moderate complexity. As we just saw, single acts and words of God did not occur in isolation from each other. And the same was true of sets of His actions and words. They fit within other, more complex theological structures that characterize the period of history that we have in view.
There are many kinds of middle-level synthetic structures, but for our purposes, we will focus on just one, divine covenants. First, we'll sketch the logical dynamics of covenants, and then we'll illustrate how this logical structure helps us grasp the theology of a period of history. Consider first the logical dynamics of covenants. It's long been recognized that the faith of Old Testament Israel was covenantal. The concept of covenant permeates the scriptures. Although there are many things we might say about covenants, we'll simply look at one aspect of divine covenants in the Old Testament, how they help us understand the coherence of particular divine revelations. Although each covenant in the Old Testament had unique features, they all exhibited a logical way of understanding three main elements: divine benevolence, human loyalty, and the consequences of blessing for obedience and curses for disobedience. The relationship between God and human beings was always governed by logical connections among these three elements. God showed benevolence in the ways He brought people into relationship with Him and sustained them in that relationship. But in response, human beings were expected to show loyalty to God by keeping His commands. Additionally, each covenant in the Old Testament established consequences, blessings that would come to those who were obedient to the commands of God, and curses that would come to those who were disobedient. It's very important to realize that every moment of Old Testament history was governed by these logical covenant structures. They formed, as it were, a template that helps us see the underlying organization of all of God's act and word revelations. At times, God's revelations demonstrated His covenantal benevolence, His kindness toward people. Other divine acts and words expressed God's expectation of human loyalty, the ways human beings were to respond to His benevolences. And divine revelations often drew attention to the consequences of blessings and curses as well. Our awareness of the structure of theology at any moment in the Old Testament rests to a large extent on the ways each feature of divine revelation fit within these covenantal structures. To illustrate how this middle-level synthetic structure works, let's look further at the example of Eve's creation in Genesis chapter 2. Now, as we know, Genesis chapter 2 took place during the time of God's initial covenant with Adam. We'll discuss the uniqueness of this covenant in our next lesson. At this point, however, we simply want to note some obvious ways the logical structures of divine benevolence, human loyalty, and the consequences of blessings and curses appear in this passage. In the first place, God displayed amazing benevolence toward Adam when He first put Adam in his garden in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. But notice also that God gave Adam the responsibility of loyalty. Adam was to work and take care of the garden. The covenant structures lying behind this verse are evident. God was kind to Adam, and in response, Adam was to work and take care of the garden in loyal service to God. In the second place, in verse 18, God showed more benevolence toward Adam when He acknowledged Adam's condition and said He would give Adam a suitable helper. Then, in verses 19 and 20, Adam began to fulfill his responsibility of loyalty by naming the animals, and he rightly saw that no animal was suitable for him. In the third place, in verses 21 and 22, we see the consequence of Adam's faithfulness in naming the animals and finding no suitable helper among the animals. God blessed Adam with the gift of Eve, his suitable helper. In this passage, there is no explicit threat of consequences of divine curses, but had Adam failed to fulfill his responsibility, we have every reason to believe that God would not have blessed him in these ways. This simple example illustrates how middle-level synthetic structures like covenants help us make sense of God's particular act and word revelations.